You're listening to KHSU Magazine at 6 minutes after 1 o'clock. HSU grad student Natasha LaVogue is here, and really, without further ado, we're going to have her introduce Psych Talks, and Scholars of Academic Research is presenting these talks, and she has a guest, and he is here in the studio. We'll turn to him after Natasha invites you to find out what is happening here on the campus, and I'm going to turn it to Natasha.
Thank you for that lovely introduction. As was mentioned, I'm a graduate student in the psych department. I major in social psychology specifically in the AR program, which stands for academic research. I apologize for the jargon. I'm also the president of the Scholars of Academic Research. We are a club here on campus through the psych department. And if you've been to a psych talk, then you probably know who we are. We also host another series that's professional development. And as a club, we really strive to bring psychology to the students, whether it's exposing students to new research happening on campus or having researchers like Dr. Michael Hogg come from other universities and share their work with us. It's a great way for undergraduates to see the diversity that happens within psychology and all the different ways that you can go out with your degree and get jobs or find an area you're really passionate about and really work in that field. Our series has hosted over 25 speakers. We typically have at least 120 graduate and undergraduate students attending our event. So it's a great time to come out and be around other psych students and really get exposed to new and interesting research. Today's talk will be happening in the Kate Buchanan Room. So we'll be in KBR at 3 o'clock. It's over before 4, so any of you looking to celebrate the holiday, I guarantee you'll be out the door before it's
Which
time.
Which holiday is that?
I plead the fifth.
Good thinking.
So without further ado, I would like to hand the microphone over to Dr. Michael Hogg, who's coming from Claremont University in Southern California, and he's going to be giving a talk today.
Hi, Michael.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm good, and it's lovely to be here.
Exciting in the studios today.
Oh, yes, extremely exciting, yes.
So please do, you are Dr. Michael Hogg, and you are from Claremont Graduate University, and you have seminal work on...
So I do research on group processes, intergroup relations. I'm a social psychologist, so I'm looking at how people interact within groups and between groups. And I'm particularly interested in how people form a sense of who they are, their identity from the groups they belong to, and how these are framed by the groups that they're not in. And so most of my research focuses on sort of that aspect of human interaction.
Fascinating. And so will you be speaking on that exactly today, or what is the talk today about?
So that's my broad interest, identity, intergroup relations, group processes. That's my broad interest. But I'm going to focus in on one part because obviously that's big and I've been doing this for a long time. And so the part I'm going to focus in is something that's really interested me for the last maybe 10 years. And it speaks to issues to do with radicalization and extremism in society. And the kinds of leaders we want to lead the groups who are in. So I'm going to be focusing on, I suppose it'd be radicalization, extremism, extreme groups, zealotry, and so forth.
Fascinating. And have you been to Humboldt County before? Is this your first venture?
Nope. I live in LA. I'm obviously, with the accent, you can probably tell, I'm not from here.
You're a Scot.
I'm a Scot, yes. And so I think the closest I've been here is to Healdsburg, just north of, just where the wine country finishes.
Beautiful.
So it's delightful. So I was expecting fog and rain and everything else, and you've got fabulous weather.
It's 420. Fabulous. It's ordered.
What's that?
The sun has to be out on 420.
I think there was
a memo that went all around the county.
Yeah, yeah.
And so how did the university invite you? How are they using your work for some of their courses? And did you have a chance to see any of the classes in action? Or had you met Natasha before?
No. So the reason I came here is one of my ex-PhD students, Amber Gaffney, who's in the psychology department, got her PhD working in my lab at Claremont, and she's on the faculty here now. She's been, I think this is the end of her third year. And someone else in the psychology department, Chris Aberson, is also a graduate of Claremont Graduate University, and he was an associate editor on a journal that I edit. So I have connections with Humboldt, which seems strange, but I do. And so Amber kind of organized me to come up here. And since I've been here, I've been to pretty much every single cafe in town, I think, drinking what I thought was really good coffee, met all of Amber's labs, where there's about 10 or 12 people. It seems big. I've just been out for lunch with Natasha here and just really enjoying myself. So that was the connection. And Amber and I do research together as well. So mm-hmm. we have a strong connection through research.
And what kind of research are you up to these days?
So the thing I'm sort of interested in, just to keep it easy, is I'm kind of interested in how if you live in uncertain times and the world's an uncertain, complicated place, there's enormous change and conflict and controversy, people can sometimes then derive a sense that they're not really sure of who they are, what their identity is, how they fit in, which groups they belong. And so under those circumstances, it can be quite aversive because it just doesn't take much more than common sense for you to realize if you're not kind of sure who you are, how you fit in, it's very difficult to know how you should present yourself and how you should behave, mm-hmm. and also how other people will react to you. So this sense of uncertainty about who you are and this in this group sense, so we call it social identity, mm-hmm. it's a collective sense of self, can underpin people's real thirst to belong and to identify with groups. And when that feeling of uncertainty about who you are is particularly acute.
Yes.
Then you want particular kinds of groups and identities. And these are the kinds of groups and identities that can be very ethnocentric, inward-looking, closed, mm-hmm. And with certain kinds of leadership structures and so forth. So most of my research over recent years has been focusing on the way in which this kind of populism, mm-hmm. extreme leadership, extremist groups arise when people are kind of going through some experience of uncertainty about who they are in the world.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating. And so have people been going in on themselves? Have things become worse or people less likely?
At the moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know. There's obviously a lot of talk about a changing world mm-hmm. and various changes in the political landscape mm-hmm. around the world.
Yeah.
And I sometimes think that this is particularly bad now. But often in retrospect, you just aren't so sure of what happened before. And I think there have been many times throughout history where you have this happening. And I think it's part of the human condition, mm-hmm. to be quite honest.
Yes.
We've always had this. Many of us will sit back and lament the fact that things don't seem great at the moment. There's a shift towards extremism,
right.
We think.
Yeah.
I think Britain wants to leave the EU and
right.
so forth. I suspect this has always been there. I suspect it's a common human experience.
Mm-hmm. So it's a good time to really know who you are and...
Right, but to know if you're really desperate to clarify who you are, belong to one group, mm-hmm. To be exclusive of all other groups, then I think you get some of the negative aspect. It's a good thing to know who you are,
mm-hmm.
and we should strive for that. But when it becomes exclusionary,
yes.
inward-looking,
yes.
Then it becomes some of the more negative sides, where you get a lot of intergroup strife, ethnocentrism, and inward-looking. We are better than them,
yeah.
or they are worse than us.
Yes.
So I think it's kind of good and bad.
You are a fascinating guest to have on the program today, especially in light of the program that is coming up, because I think it relates to that. So I appreciate your flexibility and all the chaos that was going on when you guys arrived. Natasha LaVogue and Dr. Michael Hogg have been our guests here on the KHSU magazine. And you can hear more of this very interesting topic at 3 o'clock today in the Cape Buchanan Room. They'll have free snacks and refreshments starting at 2:30. And let's see, do you have a website that you care to have anyone know about, Dr.
It's
Michael?
It's probably easier just to go to the Claremont Graduate University website and find my lab.
Okay.
And the lab website
okay.
will...
Here, come scooch in, Natasha. You can take the mic back and tell us what you want to tell us, and then you can maybe tell everybody what time it is.
Okay. So if you're interested...
I mean, really what time it is. Like, there's the clock.
Okay.
That'll be what...
Okay. So if you're interested in the Scholars of Academic Research or you want to know more about our club and what we do, you can find us on the Clubs and Activities website. We also have our own club website, which is soarhsu.wixsite.com. I encourage you to go on and check it out. We do post our videos of our psych talks after the events, so you can find those on there from previous talks as well as Dr. Michael Hogg's. It is now 1:15. Everyone have a wonderful day and happy holiday.
We also thank our guest that's in the studio.
Thank you, Dr. Hogg, for coming all the way up, for giving a talk, and for taking time out of your day to do an interview.
Well,
thank you for having me on the radio and having me up in Humboldt.
Wait, say that again. I had your mic off.
Well, thank you very much for having me up here to Humboldt and for having me invited.
It was really my great pleasure. And now we've got four.